Love Talk Radio.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are.
Already done. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's already done. This is our song of the week.
But if you said trust in me, I was so blind. I will take you over. I will take you over.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome. Well, good evening and welcome to Saturday Night Live with the Coach. We're here to ignite the fire of your confidence. I'm so excited that everyone has tuned in. Hopefully, people will be able to get in. I know it's late, but listen, we should stay up later than this. This show today is going to kick off our week. You know, this is how we kick our week off, our subject or our topic. We set our intentions, the things that we want to do for the week. I'm so excited. Welcome to the community. I am Sharon X, the Coach Parker. I am your confident coach and your motivational messenger, and I'm excited. And this week's song of the week is by a new person I discovered. His name is Kevin Downswell. I posted it on my Facebook page. The song is already done. Yes, it's already done. And I'm so excited. Dysfunctional no more. We are going to functional living, healthy living. We're excited about what is happening in our lives. Yes, there's some adjustments that have to take place, but we're moving forward. We're moving forward. It's already done. Everything that we need and desire is already done within ourselves, and I'm so excited. So welcome to the community. Welcome to any new people, new listeners to our show. I'm so excited. We are praying. We believe in that some awesome things are going to happen with this show. I'm excited. I'm really excited about it. And so we want to welcome you to our community. Make sure you check out our Facebook page on I Am Confident with the Coach. Yes, yes, yes. Be confident. It's confident all over the place. We are determined. We have made up our mind that we will go all the way. And that, guess what? We can and we will be confident and be ourselves. We are not only just going to be confident, we realize that we are worth it. We are so worth it. And I'm so excited about continuing on our series, our talk about dysfunctional to a functional relationship. Today, we're going to move toward there is strength in your no. Yes. It's already done. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Welcome to the community. It's a wonderful, energetic, exciting community with some wonderful, awesome, competent leaders, and we're coming your way, and we're excited about it. We're excited about it. Yes, we are. And this is the energy you can expect for our tours, workshops, and seminars, and I'm excited. So listen, let's get started on tonight's show. We only have 30 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best to squeeze about 12 minutes, 15 minutes into the show so I can open up the line so you can share where you are or you can ask a question or whatever you want to do. This is your stage. The purpose of Saturday Night Live is to stage our leaders, our team leaders, to stage some of the most, what I believe is inspirational people out here in the world. I have my ear to the ground listening to people, not because they're famous, not because they're name brand, but to see what is the depths of who they are. How do they have their confidence? How do they get their confidence? And where do they get their confidence? And Saturday Night Live is going to serve as that platform, one of many that we're creating, for leaders to come on, share your heart with the people. Share what you're doing out there. Share what you're doing in the community so that people can know that their neighbor is right next to them, that the help they need is right next to them. That's what I love about I Am Confident with the Community, Confident with Community, is that it's not about the coach. No, it's not about me. It's about us. And I'm grateful for the vision of us. I'm grateful for the vision of oneness. I'm grateful for that. because that makes life a whole lot easier. So, like I said, we're going to continue on our subject about going from dysfunctional to functional in our relationship. I know, I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to, as I recreate myself, redefine myself, replant myself, reinvent myself for functional relationships, relationships that are healthy and respectable and honorable. And that's what we talked about last week, relationship integrity. You bring respect to the relationship. You bring honor to the relationship. So this week we're going to talk about, because it's just an extension. Everything's an extension. You get in where you fit in. If we need to work on integrity, then integrity speaks to our three things that we may have to do last week. Now, I don't know if you had to do it, but I had to do it, and we constantly have to do it. We keep cleaning up our relationship. And those three things were delete, remove, and block. Delete, remove, and block. Delete the memories. How do you delete the memories? I was talking to my best friend. I said, when I am breaking off in a relationship with someone, and it doesn't mean romantically only. It means anyone that is bringing dysfunction and unhealthiness to my life. What I do is I delete all memories. What does that mean? That means that when you've been in a relationship with somebody in a relationship with someone and you need to move on, that means don't go back rereading those text messages. Don't go back re-listening to the voicemails. Don't go creeping around and sneaking around on their Facebook page. Don't go standing out trying to see what they're doing, because what you're doing is reliving the memory. You want to try to delete the memory, the effects of the memory. So the further away you mentally get away from the situation, the more you'll be able to clean your mind up. Now, will you forget the things that happened? Of course not, but they will not have the impact. So you want to delete the memories. So what happens, what I do, when I block someone on my phone or on my Facebook page, well, Facebook is easy because once you block them, they can't see you, you can't see them, so you don't see any memory of them. But if you block them on your phone, you still have those text messages. Delete them. Delete the text messages. Unless they're threatening, it's something you got to use in the court of law. But it's just something to keep making you mad over and over, or hurt over and over again. Block them, delete them, okay? And then remove yourself from the situation. Move yourself out the situation. You have to move yourself out the situation, okay? So that means you may have to shift in many different ways depending on your situation or circumstance. That's how you have to remove yourself, okay? Delete, remove, and block. Okay, but we also learned last week that we as a community have to function in three areas. We have to function in love, in unity, and community. Love, unity, and community. What does that mean? Love yourself, love your neighbor, and love your freedom. See, understand, a healthy community fosters freedom. Freedom to move around, freedom to leave your house, freedom to make sure your house is safe, make sure you safe, okay? So we got to love ourselves first. Then we love our neighbors, and then we love our community, okay? This week we're going to learn how to strengthen our no. How do we strengthen our no? How do we say no and mean it? That's what that really means. How do we say no and mean it? Mean it. A lot of times, when your no has been yes and your yes has been no for a long time, it's very hard to get a firm no and mean it. Well, it happens in the three things I just talked about, removing yourself, deleting the memories, and blocking the situation. See, I always say people don't understand. Listen, I gave you access, and I can remove the access. I think people don't understand that, and they get offended when you remove their access to your life. But just like I welcome you in, I can welcome you out. So when we're talking about strengthening so I know, it goes back to learning who we are. I learned when I was going through abuse counseling in our groups, and they said something that stuck with me up and even until now, and I share with the community. They said when you tell someone else no, you're telling yourself yes. When you tell someone else no, you're telling yourself yes. Because sometimes you don't want to tell no to your husband or your spouse or your wife or your kids or your job or anything like that. And it may not be a functional relationship, but it may be one of those situations where there's a dysfunctionality in part of the relationship, and now you've got to take your power back, meaning that you may have to start now saying, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't feel comfortable doing that. No, that doesn't align with my values. We talked about that with integrity. Integrity means aligning with your values, figuring out what those values are. I found that I've stopped having these cycles of dysfunctional relationships because now I understand my values. And immediately when I introduce myself to a relationship and I start seeing some signs of conflict in my values, then I begin to understand, oh, this may not be a healthy relationship down the line. So then I need to say, okay, no, I don't want to do that way. No, I don't agree with that. No, that makes me uncomfortable. And what I'm saying is, yes, I like the way I do things. Yes, I'm going to continue doing it this way. And yes, I'm worth it. That's what we're saying when we say that no to someone else. And strengthening our no means getting to know yourself more intimately. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about your assignment was to get to know as much about yourself as possible. Spend some intimate and quality time with yourself with a pen and paper. Don't pass yourself by. Don't go past yourself. Meet yourself. Greet yourself. Get to know yourself. Because what happens is when we get a dysfunctional relationship, what happens is the other person knows us better than we know ourselves. That's what happens. They know us better than we know ourselves. So then they know how to manipulate us to get the yes for them and the no to us instead of no to them and a yes to us. So that means that we have to be strategic in creating this relationship with ourselves in such a way that nobody can know us better. I used to tell my clients when I was in St. Louis and I did the state probation and parole office groups for my job, and I told them, I said, listen, you got to make sure that you know more about you than your probation officer. I would ask them, what is your correction number, the number that you use? And they go, I don't know, it don't matter, I don't care. Oh, it does, because that number follows you just like a Social Security number. Even when you get off the papers, you're no longer under supervision, none of that, that number is still with you in that system. So I gave them five challenges. Tell me what your number, inmate number is. I think it's called something else. I didn't like you. DOC number. I said, what is your DOC number? Okay, what is your out date? What is your out date? When are you scheduled to get out? And they went all around, well, that's something you need to know. The people who are making the decisions for your life know, so why wouldn't you know that about yourself? It's little things that we count insignificant because we feel like we're being controlled by somebody. So we release our power to those people, and then ultimately they make decisions for our lives. So I drill them about certain things. I ask them, so what is your goal? In this system, every system has a goal. Even when you go to work, you have a goal. When you go get your car washed, you have a goal. When you go to church, you have a goal. What are you planning on getting out of this? So I would challenge them to say, if you know that your office supervision in 2017 in April, what all do you need to do between now and April to make sure that happens? So that may mean you may have to say no to some things in order to ensure that you get the outcome and the result that's to your benefit. Now, that sounds selfish, and it is because it's taking care of self. I didn't say self-centered to the point that you would neglect somebody for you, but that means that I'm not going to neglect myself for you. That's what it means. So when you strengthen your no, and the more you say it, the more confident you'll have. you won't feel bad about it. When I started this journey 12 years ago and I said no to everything that I knew, it was a risk. It felt very risky because I had said yes for so long, I was afraid I was going to lose some people. Well, some people didn't go away. Some people just got deleted, removed, okay, and blocked because they kept trying to keep me in the yes for them, trying to keep me in the same place. So I had to remove myself, remove them, stop all their access. I am crazy. I will go on everything I think social media, and I will look them people's name up, anything I think where they can have any contact. I might run across them. No, not only is that for them, but it's for me because I don't want to go back. I'm trying to go forward. So I don't want to have to deal with you. I don't have to deal with your situation. I don't want to have to deal with that, okay? So when you strengthen your no, you strengthen your no. When you strengthen your N-O, you strengthen your K-N-O-W, meaning you know more about you than someone else does. So therefore, you're able to orchestrate your life in such a way that it's healthy for you. Can you make other people healthy? No. If they want to go with you, welcome them. If they don't, welcome them to leave. They're welcome to go. Okay? Now, I'm going to go ahead and cut that short because I have some people on the line who may want to ask a question, and we have 30 minutes. Although we can go over, but I like your comments to be on the radio show so that the people can hear it. If you like to share something or you have a question, push number 1 on your keypad, and I will know that's an indication that you're raising your hand and you want to come into the call. Number 1, if you want to come into the call and you want to make a comment or you want to add to the thought or you want to ask a question, just push the number 1 on your keypad, and you will be able to linked into the call. So while I'm waiting on that to happen, if any of you like to share, as I said, getting to know you, and that can evolve there a lot of components. It can have a lot of components to it. A couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to bring that back full circle now that we're really, really going live and I can really teach this, I taught on knowing your own voice. What voice are you following? Being able to follow your voice and not someone else. I tell you, it's very, very easy to think that what you're hearing is you. It's very, very easy. It's very, very easy, especially when we have been programmed since we were children to hear certain voices and to follow certain voices, okay? So it's very, very easy. All right, I got a caller on the line. Let me bring the caller in.
Wow,
good evening.
Hello,
welcome, 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 welcome to the call.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on here with you, Coach. I enjoy listening.
Yes, welcome. What you got for us?
Oh, wow. I just need to tell the viewers and our listeners that Coach Sharon is just totally awesome. I'm new to the I Am Confident, and I definitely am confident. My name is Dwayne Brown. I am
team leader.
Calling between St. Louis and Columbia area. We're excited about what is going on and what has been birthed in Coach Sharon, and she is an awesome woman of God. I implore you to get on board. I'm excited because I just wanted to stop in and let you know. You know, Sharon knows that I call myself God's guinea pig, and the reason why I'm confident is I have withstood every challenge and barrier in my life and still come out with confidence. That's what it's about, isn't it, Coach?
Yes,
that's exactly what it's about.
Yes.
And so we're excited and ecstatic about you, and we want to continue to do as you do. And, hey, I'm just so excited. And trust me, I love this subject matter that you have dealing with dysfunction. And because Lord knows I've had my share of dysfunctional relationships, even in my children,
yes.
My filial, my offsprings, it's well broad. It's more broad than we just think. It's not relationships.
Yes.
It's not about intimacy. It's about your connection with people. And so I love this.
Yes.
I mean, the delete, the block, and remove. Lord knows I had people renting space in my head.
Yes.
That's the thing you want to do. But thanks be unto God, I was able to evict them. And that's done by deleting, removing, and blocking. It's an awesome thing. I thank God for you. And I just wanted to stop in and say something because I just think
thank
that this movement about being confident in who you are and whose you are
who
is
you
a
are.
Spectacular
yes.
movement. And it's ignited a fire in me. It did me like Timothy. It stirred up my gift. And so we're so excited about you and all the team leaders. Just get hot about this thing. You know, when we was out there, we went hard. And I implore you to go hard for the Lord. I commend you. I thank you. I love you. Keep doing a great work.
Love you. Thank you. God bless you. All right. Well, thank you. That's one of our team leaders. Awesome, as you can hear. Orator, you can hear it in his voice. You can hear it. Yes, yes, yes. We are coming that way. Columbia, St. Louis, we are about to burn the trail. Yes, yes, yes. And hopefully we'll be making it to Chicago as well. We're looking to come to St. Louis in September, the third week in September. A lot of work to be done. A lot of things got to be done. We need you to get on board. Many of you have been with me personally. Many of you have been watching me for a couple of years and following me on my old radio show, Empowered as One, with my global sister. And now it's time for us to take the bull by the horns and go out here and make this difference that we can make. We can make a difference. Yes, we can. We can make a difference. And we're excited and ignited about it. And so we are coming to St. Louis. We're going to do a couple of tours here in Florida. We're working on getting our T-shirts. Yes, I Am Confident T-shirts. Yes, and paraphernalia. Yes, yes, yes. We're excited about that. We're going to have them specific. They're not going to be my name across them. It may be on there somewhere so far down you won't see it. However, it's going to have I Am Confident Woman, I Am Confident Man, I Am Confident Man, Confident Woman, Confident Child, Confident Business Owner, Confident Millionaire, okay? Because just because you got $1 million don't mean you're confident. That doesn't mean that, okay? You want to be able to enjoy. Confidence allows you to enjoy your life exactly where it is, whether you got $0 or $1 million. Yes, confidence brings joy to your life in any circumstances. And so we're excited about that, and we're very, very grateful for our team leaders. We will have our team leader meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock Central Time. I have another caller. Let me go grab this caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good evening. This is Koishi from St. Louis. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
I guess this is my question.
Okay.
First of all, thank you for having this show. Right now, my family life is dysfunctional, and there's no way of not communicating with my ex-husband. There's just because we have a child together. So I'm trying my best to now be humble around him, where he doesn't get to me, and that's very hard because he tends to push my buttons a lot. So I guess how do I love him without all the madness, like without all the arguing and the fussing?
I heard a couple of things because we got about 5 minutes. Number one, language. You want to change your language, what you say. The first thing I heard in my spirit was, I can't. When I can't. If you can't, if you say you can't, you probably won't. So you want to watch your language. You want to start watching what you say because words have power. And they create and they form. So if we believe that if something can't happen, then it probably won't happen. Now, the second thing is, the question you ask, how do I love him in spite of all the things that we've been through or going through? Again, mm-hmm. it goes back to you. Learning to love you, being patient with you, being kind with you, not judging you. And I was just about to talk about those voices we hear. The chances are, if you guys have been through something, then those voices are still replaying. And so to stop the repetition of those voices, begin to, sometimes you have to back up, and sometimes you have to humble yourself. Sometimes you have mm-hmm. to allow someone to be where they are. Now, just as a child involved, that means sometimes you have to, I hate this term, but I'm going to use it for lack of better words, be the better person or the bigger person, which means, mm-hmm. let me tell you, it takes two people to argue.
Mm-hmm.
A person could be going on and on and on, and you just listen, and the first thing I'll say, are you there? Because they're going to be like, you're not saying anything. And begin to respect their voice, even though it's loud, rambunctious, and possibly disrespectful. There's things you know what? I'm going to say, make up a name. Johnny, you know what? You're hollering. I can't hear you right now. And then they're going to scream and holler, because I've done it. I'm not telling you anything I've done. You know, if you're going to continue to disrespect me, what I'm going to do is end this phone call. I'm letting you know. And, I mean, they be screaming in my ears. And I'll say, listen, and what I'm doing, I'm keeping myself calm. I'm letting them know that this conversation is, instead of saying, you know what, this conversation is blah, blah, blah. You say, listen, you say, listen, I'm not going to be able to continue this phone call with you, or I'm not going to be able to continue this conversation with you. I'm going to remove myself. You use the three steps. Yes, you have a child involved, and so you block any personal things out and deal strictly with the child. I remember my daughter was dealing with that with her ex, and it was going back and back and forth. The more you talk to people who, that's because they don't know themselves, they need you to respond because that's how it fuels them. But when you don't say anything, then it diminishes their power, and eventually it may take some time because you got years, they go away. They really do go away.
Okay.
If they're not able to receive your love, then that's their choice. You can't do anything about that. But loving yourself says, I'm not going to allow you to pull me out of my place, my safe space. As our team leader said, you're not going to allow this person to risk space in your head, but it's taking your power back. It's taking your power back. So when you take your power back, because words are power, I mean, people be going on and on and on and saying craziness to me, and I just be just as calm. And you know why? Because I've gotten to the point that what you're saying to me, I don't have to answer to because it's not who I am. So whatever you're saying right now, I had a situation like that, and I'm going to get ready. I got to do our closing. The person was going back and forth. They know my integrity, and they were like, and I'm like, why are you calling me with all this attitude? Because you know I'm not going to do this. And I have them blocked on the phone, but I unblocked them long enough so I could send a message and block it back, but I didn't get it blocked back fast enough, and they sent something, and I felt it in my spirit where I wanted to respond. So I just said to them, you are going back on block, so don't send any more texts because I can't receive them. I deleted the text that they said because I didn't want to keep reliving that, because then it will push me to have to respond. You see what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of putting together knowing who you are. I know who I am. I know what's hurting me. I know when you say something, it hurts me. All right, guys, we got to get out of here. We got 60 seconds. We love you. I hope, caller, that helped you. Did that help you any?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, good, yes. good. Well, you know how to reach out to go further with this. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Make sure you share this radio show. It was good tonight. We're looking forward to God doing some great things. I am going to close with our song and know that it's already done. You guys, see you in the community.
Friends, you're coming up.
I'll be there.